This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh! Oh my God. Oh! Oh my God, baby, you're a champion because you're in for another week talking All-Stars. And that's not just because we have a weird gap between this season and the Celebrity Drag Race. That's not why. This was always in the plan. I am so gagged to be here on Drag Her Podcast, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, baby. And I am so I'm mono, by the way. And I am joined the lovely Timber. You're hearing is my amazing guest. He's a stand-up. He's a comedian. His new pod, The Juice, is... Am I saying it right? It's The Juice.
That's right, yes.
It's The Juice. Is making waves. And I am so excited to welcome someone who's part of the All-Star 7 cast, Solomon Whoa. Giorgio.
Thank you. Hi.
Yes.
Not the cast, just like a brief... 2 minute.
When they win the Emmy, you can say you're an Emmy winner.
Well, I assure you, I will not have an option. But if they win it,
yeah. And you know, the girls love to do that. That's always happening online, where girls are like, "I'm an Emmy winner," and then of course, people are like, "Are you?"
Well, technically, they are. They can. I don't think so. I think the producers are the ones that get the Emmy in that situation.
Sure.
Unless the cast wins, then I guess they can win. But I don't think they get nominated for casting.
Yeah,
do they?
That's a good. Well, if they get nominated for casting, does that that's still technically producers.
That's the casting director,
right? It's fun, Solomon. I have a million questions. Let's start with your wigs. You have stunning wigs behind you, and I mean these look like rich wigs. I'm like
they are. I'm a very wealthy, prosperous.
You couldn't even get prosperous out. You're like,
they're just very prosperous.
Prosperous. Fortuitous. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, every wig is worth $1 million. and I have 20 of them.
Where do you wear them?
I do drag here and there, but mostly just in my own little room. I do a beat, then I put the wig on, and then I go, that's enough of that. And then I take it all off.
That's how I feel about drag. You know, I got a plug that we have an amazing show coming up next Friday called Bad Drag Race with Oscar Montoya and Nicole Byer and a cast of all-star comedy queens. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I lied. I hate it. I I have so much fun in drag, but I can't wait to scrape it off of me.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to scrape it off. I look amazing though, I'll be very honest with you. Me and drag is truly, I feel like people should be thanking me that get the chance to see it.
Yeah, do you shave?
I don't do it very often because my skin's so sensitive. And every time I shave, it's like literally me taunting God to give me 1,000 razor burns.
Yeah, you have the shape. You know what? You also have a beautiful head for it. Cause like wigs are hard for me because I have a 3 head, more than a 4 head. And it's not very easy to get a good snatch. That's,
look,
you know.
Trick is receding hairline. best way to go. Keep
it'll
it short.
Do wonders. It'll do wonders for you. I love it.
Look, I a good wig is wonderful. I love, like, it does take like forever for them to get sent to you. But like what I do is like follow people on Instagram and I'm like, I love their wigs. And then and usually you can just DM them. And some of them are like, no, I'm busy forever with Drag Race Queens. You'll never get it.
Right. One of my favorites is 1-800-WIG-TAKEOUT.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Bitter Betty.
Owned by Bitter Betty. Dragula, a contestant. Amazing queen for years and years and years before that. Yeah. But I really like her wigs. And this is going to sound so weird. The shopping experience is better than a lot of wig. Like you're saying, like a lot of the wig websites are like, this is not fun. But hers is really like put it in the cart, take it home.
It's fantastic. I think I have six of her wigs.
Ooh, and I have two.
Yeah, but it's I've then there's a woman named Vanity in Vegas who I gotten a few wigs from.
Love. And I gotta say, Hollywood Toy and Costume.
I've not been.
Oh, you need to go because there's an amazing woman who works there. I'm forgetting her name right now. But she is it. Like, she knows she's it. You can bring her a shitty wig and she'll style it for $60 down. You know what I'm saying?
I might just do that. I might have to do that. I will definitely. I might. I'm gonna do it. After the second I hit stop. I'm going right out the door. I'm trying not to walk out right now.
No way. I'm wigging without Jill. Woo! Did you see the tape of Jennifer Hudson's audition circulating on the internet?
I have not done that yet, but I can assume that it's amazing. I actually recently got an argument about that, about her Oscar.
Really? Tell me why.
It wasn't much of an argument, but they're like saying, was she that good of an actress? And I'm like, first of all, that's not how the Oscars work. It doesn't matter what the performance was. It matters if she has one moment that transcended above everybody else.
That's why they call it an Oscar-winning moment.
Yeah. Yes, it's like the same situation. Was Marissa Tomei's performance amazing throughout all of Cousin Vinny? Not really.
No.
You know what? That monologue, though? Oscar winning.
Yeah. My biological clock is ticking. I mean, but you're right, though. Like, she slays it. And I mean, she's one of those actors, which is very common. She acts better in song than maybe without song.
Well, I think she's better altogether now, but I think, at the time it was her first movie. Like, I wouldn't say, like, was it the best acting the whole time through? I wouldn't say so,
no.
But I definitely know when it mattered the most.
But it was better than Beyonce.
The one that deserved the Oscar.
And I said what I said.
And I'm not going to say those words out loud, so good luck to you and your journey, man.
Hey, and you can come for me, but guess what, baby? You won't break my soul. I know what the truth is. Unlike Khalees, who successfully broken Beyonce's soul this week, I mean.
It's, you know what? Khalees not gotten her due for many parts. I'll never begrudge her.
I said the same.
I can't begrudge her. She's been fucked over many times over. But at the end of the day,
that whole album with Firework on it, totally underrated.
Yeah,
there's so many bops on there.
At the end of the day, I don't think Beyonce did anything out of malice or like frustration. She just doesn't want any stress in her life, and I respect that as another 40-year-old person who's like
totally.
Oh,
you're
I'm just
40?
Gonna. Yeah,
I'm look good.
3 months younger than Beyonce.
Damn, you look good, bitch.
Genetics. I highly recommend
genetics.
Them. Imported East African skin is truly my recommendation. It keeps everything tight and snatched. And then there's also all the surgery that I've had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean,
all the work that I've had done, so
you're
much
more pumped than Trinity the Tuck.
God, I do want to get pumped once. Just a little bit.
What do I want? I want an interior corset in my body. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible thing for your organs. And also, I want one as well. I think it's just called a BBL.
It's a BBL. But maybe that's what it is, though. It's like, look, I'm not going to lie to you. I like to affectionately call myself a nodder body because everything is snatched, but nodder body.
Whatever.
But like I'm being a shithead, but I'm like I'm jokingly trying to give myself love of like, baby, this skull is cute. You can't come. You can't come for
truly,
this skull.
I honestly, there is a part of me that's like, BBL wet. When am I gonna do that? I just kind of want one just to have one. Does it? It seems like I've never had a fat ass and just.
What a fat ass.
It's a dream of mine. It's a dream of mine.
Yeah, I think it's a... I don't know. I think you're... Now I'm going to objectify you, but I think you are a sexy hot snack.
Look, I respect your opinion, but it's... Okay. At the end of the day, the BBL's for me.
I get it. You know, there's rumors of if Monet Exchange got one. There's rumors because she's always had a fat ass, but now it is luscious, and she's claiming it's Covina. I was like, I don't know.
I feel it. It is true in some cases where like people, some people can lose weight in certain areas over, and a fat ass wants to stay a fat ass.
That's true. That's true.
But here's the thing that she's like, keep in mind, she's been in corsets on and off for consistently for over a decade. If you keep snatching your waist, the weight is going to redistribute based on where it's, you're literally, that's why people like use waist trainers when they work out. So they can like focus on getting the fat to burn in that area and not,
yeah,
not their butt.
It's, but I've heard that that's not how it works in working out.
A lot of things don't work out a certain way, but I believe that I can't imagine a corset doesn't fully transform your body if you wear it all the time.
To quote Naomi Smalls, life's not fair.
But again, yeah, if you're wearing a corset 8 hours a day, 10 years in a row, it's probably gonna let that all the weight go to the ass.
It could do that. Or you could visit my doctor. I'm Trinity. Which I have more Trinity jokes for you later. Yeah. But before then, we need to talk about you and your experience on All Star 7, Solomon.
It was true. It lasted all of, I think, 3 hours of my day.
Life changing. But how over the moon were you when they're like, you're coming to talk about the roast challenge and give them help?
Well, the way they asked me, it was an option that I could say no, was insane. They're like, hey, we just want to see if Solomon would come in and coach the girls for the roast, if that's something he wants to do. I'm like, it was said to my manager first, and my manager's like, who doesn't seem to comprehend what my fandom is? And she's like, is this something you'd want to do? I'm like, yes! Why are you...
I had the same thing happen, where they're like, is this important? I'm like, this is absolutely important. And they're like, yeah, they don't pay a lot. I'm like, I don't care. I'll do it for a sandwich.
I'll pay to be there. I'll give.
Truly. they know.
And it was, yeah.
So tell me everything. Experience. So you got there, you got your test on, you get in the chair. Do you know who the cast is? Or you're like, you have to sign every NDA, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've signed 1,000 NDAs, and it was filmed like last year. I drove out to Sylmar, and it truly was, I think, like it was like, it's everything, like, because you're not the actual, like you look like you're coaching them, but technically not, because they've already have everything pre-written. So you just kind of like respond.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like, this is what this person needs to focus on, and I'm sort of like, okay, I can do that.
So then watching, how much growth did you see? Because did you get to see the performance on the day or on TV after it aired?
The performance I saw when it was on television, and so, and the jokes that they did tell on the roast, during the coaching session, were different than the ones I saw at the end. So it was.
Do you feel like improved, or they cut some pretty good stuff?
I have no idea what they cut based off of what was told to me, because I've only heard like two jokes each. And,
right.
to see, so, and I sort of kind of gave them like...
Wow.
So cool. It truly was a whole different set of jokes for me to see. But yeah, again, the editing, I'm not part of that department, so I have no idea.
Totally. So you're there for a couple hours. You're with Ross Matthews, right? You're there with Ross. How's Ross?
Absolutely delightful and sweet, and like immediately wants to connect with you. And like, he was my guidance the whole time, because I was extremely terrified and nervous. Even though I knew some of the girls beforehand, it was just, just one of those situations where it's like, hi.
Oh, I love, I bet I would cry. I feel a weird connection to Ross Matthews.
He's wonderful in every possible way. Just an absolute sweetheart. And I always keep forgetting that I'm a giant in the world of Hollywood. So every time I'm on set, I'm like, oh, I'm the biggest person in the world.
Because you're at 6'4"?
6'4".
Work. How'd I know that?
You know what? I probably said it 9,000 times.
When we were in the skate gang, you were really...
And also, I feel like that's the height that people want to hear. So it's just beneficial to be it.
It is a pleasant number, 6'4".
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking Nintendo 64. It's a very pleasant number.
It's the ideal male height. So every time people guess, they guess that one.
I love.
And they're like, and they just get very, I get the iceberg 6'4". I'm like, yeah, I'm still not, doesn't make me a good person.
Oh, they don't care. I've already written the sketch, but I'm trying to properly roast. You are tall and handsome. God bless. But the bullshit that women and gay men will put up with, and I do mean, a busted gravel, rubble and bedrock face that's six anything, people will swoon.
Oh, I know. I've seen it happen many times over, and just the assumption of a lot of things. People assume I'm like more masculine because of my head. I'm like, no, there's no guarantees of that, my friend.
God, not at all. It. God fucking damn it. It's wild. Okay, so when you watch them, were you like, oh, Jinx is going to win this? Or you were like, oh, it's anyone's game?
She clearly was very, the one that I saw being the strongest in that moment. But it was like a very high bar of talent that, like, they wrote, like, everyone. Like, because they asked, like, they gave me like a little side interview afterwards, and they were like, "Who do you think was the weakest?" And like, I'm like, I have no answer to that. None of these girls.
Oh wow! Look, so they try to get tea from you.
Yeah, I'm like, I have offered nothing but nice things to say about everyone here, and I was also like, I'm
they
not
hate that.
when I was coaching, I was giving zero negative critiques because that made zero sense. Like, they already won. I'm not going to be even remotely.
Yeah.
Judgmental on any of them.
Yeah, they're all sickening. They're all amazing. I love to hear that. Any other tea or fun tidbits from the set of it? Was it just as beautiful in person as you thought?
It is. They gave me a bathrobe that I still have.
That's fun.
They have like some RuPaul mints. They're not Tic Tacs, which is surprising.
Missed opportunity.
I know. I'm just like, you're going to give me mints and they're not Tic Tacs? That's one thing I wanted more than...
What?
That's, but it's good. And I got a drag. I think I have it here.
Okay, Solomon's going to get it. And while he does, oh, here it is. Oh my God, it's a RPDR fan. Gorgeous.
Got that the day I filmed.
That is, I'm a drag. That's cute. Work. Well, I hope they bring you back. I didn't get enough. I think you were charming and great, but I just didn't get enough.
I was happy to be. They could have had me. They could have just been a blip on the screen.
I know.
Would have been thrilled.
I know. Who was the guest judge? I was hoping you'd stay on the guest judge tidbit, but I get it. They've got a lot of people to get in there.
Ronan Farrow.
That's right. How funny. You didn't bump into him, did you?
No. They because it's a different time slot and day, because
of course
it takes those girls hours to get ready to
but can you
races.
Believe wait do you think they bring the roast jokes before the season starts, or they really have to write them that day and perform them the next day?
It's tough to say, because I feel like with those kind of jokes you could have stuff written beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I definitely know there's writers on the show that help them as well. Mm-hmm. So it can be at any point in time those jokes are created.
Work. Okay.
There's certain things you can prepare for just simply based on just ideas. You don't have to actually be that personal. Like, roast jokes don't have to be that personal sometimes.
100%. Look, they're all amazing. Going into it, who is your favorite queen out of this insanely amazing cast? Who had a flame for you?
It's always going to be difficult because I personally know Shay and Jinx, and I think they are
cute.
Two of my favorites of all time. And so I definitely, and I was also knew that they would be up there as well. So
they were amazing. And I got to say, it was heartbreaking to watch Shay go home on a lip sync. She won.
Look, I'm not going to say nothing about nothing.
I'm just going to say that. And I mean, you know, it's fine. Jinx is the correct winner of the season, period. Yes. Period. But, you know, there's a lot of internet tea that the girls were quite plucked when Jinx won that lip sync.
End of the day, as plucked as anyone wants to be, it's all of them already won a season.
They already got 100K in the bank. Well, I don't know. That goes quick with
Shay
drag.
Is joining the MCU, so...
That is really exciting news.
Yeah.
And I think it's a character that, of course, people are like, oh, also, this character was... modeled after Shay and the Vixen and Monet Exchange. So it's quite apropos.
Yes. So it's like it's all good news. They're all going to do so well. They're all going to continue doing well. So
yeah. And I thought this was a great season. And but that's why you're here today, because we're about to get into dun 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 an official ranking of all the All-Stars season. It's going to be a kiki. It's going to be a debate. It's going to be a throwdown.
Okay.
But first, silence, Solomon. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hi, I bet you're a little intimidated of therapy. Be honest, I think we all are. It's kind of scary until you get into it and you realize, oh, holy shit, this is the land of Oz and I could be in the Emerald City all goddamn day long. That's what BetterHelp has done for me. It's put me in touch with a licensed professional therapist who is able to communicate with me in ways that people in my life can't. Don't just talk to your Judys, okay? Because your Judys can't be as direct as a licensed professional therapist can. And these therapists can talk to you in any way you like. You can chat, you can do video, you can do phone calls. It really helps me to have that malleability, and I know it'll help you too. So why not do that while saving money? Money that traditional therapy can't guarantee. That's right, BetterHelp gives it to you for cheaper, entirely online, conveniently, flexibly, suited to your schedule, mama. So go fill out the brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed professional therapist. Want to switch? Guess what? There's no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. back, my break. Here we go. We're back in it. We are going to start this ranking of the All-Star seasons. And I want you to know, I'm talking all seven All-Stars and UK versus the world. I think that counts in this rundown.
Yeah, it does. I agree.
I'm very excited. Let's go. I'm trying to decide if we go backwards or forwards. Let's go from worst to best.
Worst to best. That is, oh.
Yes. So, and it's okay. If you have any blind spots, that's okay. If you're like, I have
zero blind spots. I've seen everything several times over.
Baby. And she's a self-driving car because she has what? Zero blind spots.
It's tough to say this one, but because I love watching it, but I feel like I put All Stars 1
in the same boat. I put that in last place. And of course I was on the bubble with the next one and this one that I was thinking, but I was like, yes. But having said that, it is still a fun season and it has a handful of the most iconic Untucked moments.
Yes.
In the history of the show.
Oh, easily. My feel for me is like once they had put the girls in teams, that was...
Yeah, that was the doom.
That was definitely a difficulty to watch. But yeah, like, there's so many great moments from it. Oh, especially that fucking Jujubee and Raven lip sync together. That was...
Yes, dancing on my own. And then they stay and Chad Michaels goes, yes! It's fantastic. Yeah, it's fun. I guess people clown on the challenges, right? The challenges were a little hokey cokey.
Yeah, there were like it wasn't too much. It was just on par to in comparison to the other All-Stars is the issue that in hand. It's still a stellar season.
I'll also say like they put too many good queens on it.
Yeah.
Like they, and I think they were like, I don't know if we'll ever do this again.
Yeah.
Whereas now they know they're going to do it again. Whereas at the time they were like, they put every insane queen, except Mimi, I'm first, on that first season. Like it was like all incredible talents.
And just the very concept of Tammy Brown just being anywhere.
Oh my God. Oh!
Teleport me to Oz!
I mean, ha! Ha! I'm acting.
Acting.
She is. Do you follow her on TikTok?
Not on TikTok, but on Instagram.
You should. Well, maybe it's the same content, but it is spectacularly insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's her. She's like one of the most popping out of porta potties and stuff.
She's
like
one of the most wonderful. Like there was a one where she's just like, did I say about this one time that I found a dead body?
it's just a show
promo, and you're like, what?
I think she goes up to Latrice in All Stars 1 and says, Latrice, if you want to sit naked on a bucket and eat shrimp, that's okay by me. Like something like that. And Latrice is like, okay. Cool. She's Daffy. And we have to bring her back. We have to bring her back.
Well, does she want to come back is the question.
She's quite disinterested. I've asked her to do this podcast a couple times, and she's very politely said, I don't care about that, but I'll come on and talk about nature. Yeah, I would love that, actually. I would love every second of that. So, okay, yeah, All-Stars 1, Chad Michaels. It was Chad Michaels v. Raven in the finale, and Chad Michaels is sickening.
Yes.
I can't help but feel like, it wasn't the wrong call, but I really wanted Raven to win.
Here's the rule that I always live by is that the winners stop mattering to me in the grand scheme of things, because I know that I know at least the top five girls on every franchise will be doing well.
Truth.
Except for the villain. She's always fucked.
The villain is fucked. Unless they get the grace of coming back for a redemption.
Yes.
But sometimes you don't get that. You come back and they really just put salt in the wound.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fifi's that storyline.
Fifi is that girl. Poor Fifi.
Sorry. Is it Justin now? I can't remember.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Jeremy. There we go. I know it was a J.
Jeremy.
Gay men have a lot of J names. It's a lot of J names in the community.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I feel like both Alyssa and... And, oh my God, Alaska are Justin's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are the first ones that came to mind. But yeah, that's a great way to make your kid gay.
Justin, Josh.
And do you include Gene? Like, cause that's like a J name, oh, but it's yes. a G. Yeah, Gene's gay. Yeah, Gene's very gay. Uh huh.
Jeremy, definitely. I knew Jeremy that was gay since he was like 10.
Yeah, Jonathans are gay too. Jonathan.
Yes. If you go by your full name, especially if you go by Johnny or Jonathan instead of John.
Yeah. Isn't there a famous Jarek too? Jarek.
Yeah, that's Jinx.
Oh my God. I was like, wait, why is that name swirling around in my brain? Jarek. Wow. Gay. Very gay.
It is.
Well, anything else we need to say about All Stars 1?
I think that's all I got. I have nothing yeah. mean. It's just.
No, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was goofy. Jada Sophia, Alexis Mateo, mm-hmm. live for them. They were fantastic and yeah. they got to come back. So that was cute. Okay, what is next, Solomon? What do you think? Do you want me to say, or what do you want? What do you want?
You say next.
Okay,
next.
Okay, I'll say next, and we'll keep handing off. For me,
mm-hmm.
the next one has to be All Stars 3.
I disagree with you completely, but go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. I'm here for that. I really like a lot of it. I almost put All Stars 5 here, but I really like a lot of All Stars 3, but I just think the ending was so chaotic, and I still to this day watch Shangela not being able to compete in the top 2, and I cannot forgive this season.
It is worth every penny. Sorry. I think it's one of the best things for me to rewatch over and over again, because I love uh-huh. a heart-crushing moment on television. And to know that she has like a full reveal sitting uh-huh. back there that whole time made me even, I giggle.
Gutting.
I giggle.
Is this hysterical. A cathartic? You're such a bitch.
Rue chooses one specific girl uh-huh. every couple of season, and she goes, mm-hmm. I'm going to fuck your mind up. So yeah. bad. And you're gonna PTSD for the rest of your life, and you're gonna have to be nice about it because you want to always work with me. And yeah. Shangela, oh, 3 times. Ooh, she got. And I love, I can't help but not enjoy it because Shangela takes it with a smile and mm-hmm. goes to the back of that stage and goes, I should have been there. I should have been a contender.
I know, and it like kills me. And it is actually sweet when she's like, and there, you know, Rue's looking at me proud like a mother. Yeah. And that's why it's like, as stupid as the fandom is, and I'm including myself, I can't help but feel something for Shangela.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Well, also, it's like, she was selling out shows. Like, I think
she's great. She's on an HBO show. She's fantastic. She's doing well.
Again, for me personally, I always think this is all my game. My mindset is always the top, whatever will be doing well from now on. So is this going to be an entertaining ending for me? So when it feels like somebody's getting robbed, I love it.
Yeah.
I get so invested because it's like,
is this a cathartic? Is this because it feels cathartic for you as an entertainer? What is it?
I just have any chance. Because it's a Capricorn energy. It's the love of having someone think that you're like, so like some people out there think they're my best friend, and I'm waiting for the day.
See, and that's, I'm a Virgo, and I'm just like, I just want everyone to count their beans, so everyone yeah. has 6 beans. Okay, yeah. Like
not me. I'm taking all the beans.
You're that girl. I knew you were. You're very Mario Party.
For me, it's a funner watch and it's a more entertaining watch because that's why I would always like when they're very nice. That's where I'm having like it's a so season. Like that's why my next one is
what is yours?
Yeah, it's All Stars 6 because I feel like they were just too mm-hmm. funny. Even though I loved all the queens and especially loved the winner a lot, mm-hmm. I just felt like it was a little.
You mean that's where you would have put it right in that seventh position, like right there, yeah. right after. Okay, so tell me more.
It's just they were too friendly to each other, and that's great, but that's not what I'm here for.
Yeah,
I'm here for discourse.
Discourse. Okay, so since you can't put it there because I disallowed it,
yeah,
I'll let you put it right in that next position. How does that feel?
I'm fine with that, even though All-Star 3 has to stay where it is, which just makes zero sense, but all right.
But it's too crazy.
Not too crazy. It is so fucking good. When Shangela confronts Trixie, when Ben de la Creme pulls out his own lipstick, IQ Kitty, Ricky Tiki Tata, it is nothing but constant entertainment. There's nothing that you...
You're kind of convincing me.
And also the best... some of the best runways. Hands down. Like, fucking Shangela in the ball. Fucking... Also, the return of fucking Chi-Chi Devane, who I fucking love.
Who I love, but she had such a hard time getting in there.
That was the entertaining part of it, is her struggling.
I just wanted her to come back and slay. I was like, I can't handle this.
Slaying will happen no matter what. I'm here for their stories, what they bring into the show. And if it's just a friendly fucking show the whole way through... There's no storyline.
I mean,
you're right
that the round table moment in All Stars 3 where I live for Kennedy v. Milk. I live for that. And I also feel like fuck my drag. I also feel like that brought up a really important conversation, racism, in the drag community that didn't fully get addressed properly because Milk's just like, what? Like, Milk was that perfect, privileged, pretty boy who had no clue they were just excluding queens of color.
But the best thing about Milk is that she truly thought she should have won everything, and she didn't, and it was so fun to watch. It was so fun to watch Milk go, like, I think I should have been top two. and all of the other girls just like, what did you see that we didn't see?
Because not that I give a shit, but... I also feel like why have they never repeated the jury? Because they didn't like the jury. They're never going to do it again.
I love the jury and I want the jury to come back. And I think I think it's a great fucking mix up to have.
But they should tell them there's a jury, because that's how Survivor works. You know, there's a jury, but
everything Aja did in All Stars 3 is fucking beautiful.
I love Aja. Look, I love Aja.
Again. You chose wrong, but this is the way you have to live.
This is the way we have to live because it's already been set in stone. But now let's talk about All Star 6, which for you, great cast, too nice.
Too nice, and there was certain, like, for me specifically, was it was actually just a full disregard of what Akiria brought to the table. Like, I don't mind the edging and, like, the throwing people off.
Oh, my
God. She, like... brought in some fucking drag that, like, her fucking flower.
Yeah.
They ignored her
the whole season.
Yeah. And then she didn't come back, and I understood why, because it's like, there's no way you could have come back and have won, so it's better for you to have just walked away.
There were some interesting moments. I really love a lot of the challenges. Like, I enjoyed the redemption of Trinity being like, oh, I am Beyonce. Like, that moment was gratifying.
Oh, that was fantastic. Raja, all her comeback was fucking phenomenal. That was pretty perfect.
She got a redemption. Mm-hmm. Jan did not.
Yeah, that was very entertaining for me to watch.
They said, Marsha, you are still Jan.
You're gonna be face crack. Like, she's another one that's like as spirited and as hopeful as Shangela, but Rue sees it and she's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck with you. I want to see you break.
Oh, yeah. That is funny that, like, it's like RuPaul's Saw. There's just a couple of them that are going to be in an impossible conundrum. It's like, you can win this challenge, but you'll have to go home next week.
You don't expect much from this game, because I'm here to fuck with you.
I did like the lip sync format or the lip sync return format. I thought that was successful. Yeah. My silky sweeping.
Yeah. My main issue is it sucks to see queens come back for a third time because they don't have as much
juice
as the first, the last
juice.
Time.
Team Coco, wherever you pod.
And it kind of was like, even though I love Ginger, Minj, and... Pandora Box.
Pandora was there for her third time. Eureka, because she did 9-10 and now All Stars.
Eureka, I feel, was like doing her fucking best.
Yeah, and see, I felt underwhelmed by Eureka on that season. And I was, I don't know, but keep going.
I feel like it's definitely, yeah, it's a tough call to call, but Sony fucking came in and like swept.
I was pretty pumped to see her win. I will say, like, I didn't watch the season going, oh my God, she's the winner. But when she did win, it felt earned to me in the way that a Sasha Velour, yeah, she won the finale and then therefore she won the season because no one else really took that finale over her.
Because I've seen her perform live before that. And when I saw her do her lip sync versus Manila, that's when I was like, no one else in there, in that room, could imagine doing anything she's doing.
And full tea, and that's why she won that week. I mean, full tea. Like, she did not win that challenge, but they were like, we do not want to see Ginger do X Tina's dirty. We've already had the funny. The funny lip syncs.
Yeah. Especially specifically with Sonique, is that she she's not just a stunt queen. Like, there's a stunt queen that follows the rhythm of the music, and to have her titties not fall out that entire time.
Oh my God. And to give under titty with such grace.
That's 100 fucking tricks happening all at the same time. And I could not.
But yet you're saying it's not the best season of Drag Race.
I'm saying fifth, but it is like,
I'll respect it.
I guess six, technically. For me, it's specifically because it's just, there was not enough villainry.
I think you're right. There wasn't quite enough villainry. You're right. I think it was,
and I believe that Trinity went home too soon.
Oh, Trinity should have been in the top four. I think that was stupid. I'm sorry, but Eureka did not win that final lip sync against Silky, which is why I was just like, no, I don't like that. I didn't like her getting squeezed out at the end.
I think it could have been a tie for that last lip sync, and then that would have been fine. Because especially if you're going to make Silky do all that over the span of weeks.
I mean.
She deserves at least to come back for a little bit. But I do believe that if Silky came back, she'd have been out that next episode.
Yeah. There was a lot of fun to be had, but you're right. There was also a lot of mischief, like that Coven challenge was not memorable. But they figured out the lip sync assassin thing this season, which is one of the big wins. They're like, they actually had really good assassin lip syncs.
Oh, fucking Laganja Estranja.
Laganja.
Fucking changing our whole lives.
She changed her life. She reinvigorated her career from one lip sync.
Yeah, shook a Trinity K. Bonet.
Yeah, I know, right? When you're watching it, you're like, oh, Trinity's going to win, right? Because Trinity has never lost a lip sync. Yeah. Well, I guess she had. But that, like, she like never loses lip sync. And you're like, oh, shit. I guess she just didn't win that one.
Yeah, I feel like they were like, you know what? If Trinity K. Bonet makes it to the top, Let's make sure we bring in a fucking murderer.
I mean, yeah, right. Again, Rue's here to torture you.
Also, they sent home, gosh, how did I forget her name already?
Miss Serena Chacha.
No, Puerto Rican queen.
Alexis. Yara Sofia.
Thank you so much. Yara Sofia, when they sent her home for her Shakira performance, I'm like, what are you talking about?
I fully agree. Like,
that was not true.
It's shitty the way they treat ESL queens. They're just like, you can go home now.
Yeah,
happens like, time
after
and time
that
again.
Fergie performance. Is that who you want to put?
100% Jinx or Ginger's Fergie was like, what?
I was like, did she choose that? Because that is weird.
I agree. That is fucking weird. Why did she not pick something way
also,
more
did
insane?
Did no one choose Britney?
There was no Britney.
That was a wild,
I know.
Of all the ones.
They didn't want Derek coming for her. They didn't want Derek calling them ratchet, as she loves to say. You're ratchet.
Ratchet drag.
Okay, so I guess I have to decide what the next one is. Yeah. You don't trust me. I've lost your trust.
No, you're fine. I'm sure you're going to make better decisions after that one.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm weirdly now going to say All Stars 5.
I get that. Okay. I would have put UK versus the world next.
They're right there with me. So it was one of those two. I think All Stars 5 was great winner, but quite a slog to get there.
It's sucked because it's like literally three queens voted themselves out, and that made it very heartbreaking to watch from that point on.
The season sucked. Just for that, I was like, "What? Do you want to be here?"
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, it was like Mariah, then Mayhem, and then Angina. All three of them were just like.
Yes,
so
they
downtrodden,
all, like,
and they're so fucking good too. Like,
I know they're wonderful.
And I think the issue is that when you go back when you go to All Stars, you like think of it like do I have to do these certain things? I'm like, no, you were there for what you do best, which is you, and it's just kind of it breaks my heart when anybody takes themselves out of the game.
I know. I mean, the India Alexis drama was quite fun.
It was fantastic.
That was fun, but the fact that they cut Derek first week when she had a huge beef, and we know she's so fun in the talking head, what a mistake.
End of the day, India's only good thing that she did that entire season was do one stunning opening performance.
That one performance where Ricky, who is not sleeping with his nephew, said, "Baby, it's beautiful. Baby." That's my Ricky Martin. What was it? Oh, drag, not a contact sport. Shame on the girls for letting her 1-2 step outshow them.
It also shows like what sucked the most is that she's not that strong in anything else after that. So it's
right.
Like, you should have immediately, she just could have gone home immediately after.
True. And she's fully come out being like, oh, I was lying. Like that's kind of come out. And girl, the Drag Race girls do not fuck with her.
No, I know. I've seen. It's,
You've seen.
I have the internet, and I follow all the right people, and they're like.
I recently downloaded the internet, and I couldn't help but notice.
I don't think they like her.
They do not, and it's not even like sisters. We disagree. It's like this bitch.
Look. If Shay quote teats you for a drag.
Oh,
that means
you are
a shitty person because Shay is one of the kindest human beings.
That's right. And when she's done, it's for a reason.
For a very good reason.
But we got to see some Juju return. Juju was, Miss Cracker was fantastic. She was very talented.
And that was back when we haven't seen Juju in a while. I know.
Can you, and now, remember those days when it was novel to see Juju be on screen?
And now I'm happy to see her all the time. I'm just happy that, like, at least with the Secret Drag Race, she's at least going to be not competing. And I think that's what she deserves at this point of how many competitions she's been into.
Fully. Fully. Well, we're going to get into the top four Best All-Stars seasons. Yes. But first, shut up, Solomon. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Angie for sponsoring this HeadGum podcast. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Indeed. So if you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need.
Yeah, doing stuff yourself seems fun, but then you actually get to, you know, solving a problem and you realize that you can create 10 more problems, and then you probably should have just paid a professional to deal with it right off the bat.
You can easily injure and or maim yourself as well.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. You just get the app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. It's very convenient.
It sure is, folks, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that.
So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Thank you, Angie.
Angie.com.
Thank you. My break. Now, we're going to get into the ranking of these top four seasons. But first, I've got to give you, as we say goodbye to this segment, maybe, some Trinity the Tuck jokes, which is this stupid thing I do where I literally just come up with talking head tidbits that are very Trinity the Tuck.
Yes.
Here we go. I used to work for Mattel making Barbies. Anytime a doll was missing a body part, they just replaced it with a chunk of my ass. I'm Trinity. Get this. I'm no longer eligible to vote. Turns out I got so much plastic in me that I'm legally an object. Trinity. Hey, guess what, guys? I can't give blood no more. Last time I went to the doctor, he told me my blood type was cellophane. Trinity. And we've got a few more, so we'll go ahead and put them to rest so we can say
I live.
I got so much rubber on my body that when I got a flat tire, I use my ass as the spare. Here we go. Anytime I smell burnt plastic, my first thought is, oh no, I sat on the stove again. And finally, as we say ta-ta to Trinity the Tuck jokes, I'm so plastic that when my phone case breaks, I just replace it with my cheeks. Trinity, that's who I am. Trinity the Tuck, not Taylor anymore. I sold that part of my name for more silicone. I live. And that was Trinity the Tuck jokes.
That was good. That was great.
Oh, Solomon, that's very kind of you to say.
I'm
going to
let her know about him. I don't know. If
I would literally...
I don't know her. I do not know her. I can't.
I would leave.
I have no power.
I would leave if...
I'll leave.
I will miss her. She's great. She was great TV. So, now, you, my dear, dear friend, you get to pick which season is coming into the fourth place position.
Well, it has to be UK versus the world.
I think so.
So many great moments. Honestly, a lot of people were upset with the eliminations. I personally love them. I love
you. You've made that clear. You love chaos.
It's the best way to watch TV. The way people want it to be like formulaic and follow a certain pattern and be like, this is how it should be if it's done. Like, there's no justice in the world. There's no fairness in the world. What I want is entertainment.
You are the fire starter of this. I love,
have you been to the back room of a drag show? You have seen zero drama until you've been back there. That's like, and those are the girls that I love to watch. So whenever there's drama on the season, I'm in. I saw Pangina knock out Jimbo. Mwah. Phenomenal.
See, it was pretty
when
funny.
When Blue Hind Dranger took out Pangina, I was like, yes! And that, when her face cracked, beautiful. Beautiful.
See, my weird, this is not a good note, but my weird note is I wanted one of those gags, not both of those gags.
I want all of the gags. I want to choke. I want to vomit. And I want to keep gagging again. I want no breathing room.
And I have quite the X videos clip for you.
Stuff as much stuff in me. I want to be gagged.
I don't know. I think there was a lot of fun here. It was another one where by the end, there was so much fun. I mean, the fact that Pangina turned out a Vanga Boys lip sync and made them iconic, that was incredible. But there was a lot of riggery and tomfoolery with the protection of both Jujubee and Bag of Chips. They were just getting drugged to the finale.
Yeah, that's why I loved it. I love it more. I love when the person that's supposed to go home doesn't go home. and the person that you should like, they should have been here to the end. They go home. I will always fall apart. I will always die laughing. I fucking root for like, that's because here's the thing. Like, you can get that in a regular season.
Yeah.
You can get that following the order of things and who's doing their best, but this is All Stars.
So you think All Stars is about that?
If you don't show up to All Stars looking for a cutthroat game, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
You're right. I just feel like, we're always going to disagree on this. Virgo in me is just like, no, I want order. I want pacing.
You know what? If you got that, guess what would happen? You'd have a boring ass season, and you'd be in sixth or seventh place.
Okay, but there's rare occasions where you get both, like season six. Season six was chaos, but we got the correct winner at the end of the score.
Yeah, but there was chaos that was like all the drama, like all the people who, a lot of people who didn't want to confront anybody just dipped out.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, no, don't do that.
So then what's your favorite regular season? Just before we continue, I gotta know.
Oh, my favorite regular season? I think that's why I love season eight so much.
It's up there for me.
The fighting in that is superb.
See, I like that season too, though. But again, you get the correct ending where you're like, okay, the ending was correct.
Even if it wasn't, I still would have been happy. And also their top three, any of that top three, I would have been fine with.
Bob.
I'm very happy that Bob won, but if it was Naomi or Kimchi, I'd have been perfectly content as well.
I remember at the time I thought Kimchi would win just because she was so unique. But Bob is one of the best Drag Race contestants.
There's no one that
ever
owned every second that Bob the drag queen was on television.
Right.
Was entertaining. There was no
100%.
There was no fuddy-duddiness. There was no like every second was entertaining.
Which is almost why I feel like they excluded her from this all winter season. She's too much. She's too strong.
She would have dominated. She would have dominated.
It wouldn't even have been close. Yep. I mean, it would have been her and Jinx.
Yes.
Yeah. Work. Yeah, okay, you keep UK versus the world. It does feel weird that, okay, I'm a bitch, but if I hate, I wanted Mo to win. I wanted Mohart to win. That's okay that she didn't.
I love that Blue won.
Oh my God, you and your chaos.
Every second of it.
Bitch, where do you live? She's not
a, is she a bad queen? Like, she's still a fucking phenomenal drag queen.
She's a great queen, But it was just so weird when you look at the cast, you're like, yeah, I guess she's the last one standing more so than the winner.
End of the day, Blue won.
She won.
Blue did a great job, and Blue's a great winner.
And she's what? Taking those Rupeter badges to the bank, mommy.
Yeah, because guess what? Mo will have, Mo's going to have a lustrous career from that point on.
True. True. I mean, it's true. It's true. Mo's insane. Mo's beautiful. Mo's perfect.
Fucking talking head perfection. There's no way they're going to fucking throw her away forever.
No, she'll be back. She's so good at TV and drag and somehow gets better. She can do it all.
Yeah. Well, it's called money. It helps out a lot.
Ooh, money helps. And I personally love the Mo Beauty face masks. I really do. I really live.
Phenomenal drag queen, phenomenal person, but in the day, it's like, was she going to win cash money for that one? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, this next one is hard because I'm between two. Okay, I'm between
Choose
two. Okay.
Correctly.
Oh my God, you're stressing me out.
I'm doing nothing.
I know, but it's okay. You're going to disagree and that's okay. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is really the moment that matters and I'm scared. Seven. I'm picking All-Star 7 next.
That's okay. I agree.
I don't know if the listeners will.
I don't. They're not here right now, and that's what
they're
matters.
They're not here right now. They're not the only drag podcast available.
I hope they're yelling into their cars right now at us.
No! I almost put it second. Really close to putting it second.
I would not have put it second. As much as I loved it, I love every girl in that show very much. I think the next two are the correct
choices. I think so, too. So Seven, we get it. We love it. We talked about it. The highlights. The highlights will be the runways and the level
of best plane. Runways ever.
The best runways
out.
Ever in any drag race
most
season.
Insanely gorgeous fucking outfits.
It's the most jaw-dropping runways of any season.
It's so wild to even.
Yeah.
I keep looking back at those runways because it's just worth.
Unbelievable. I also think, and I think I'm not spilling tea when I say, like, it was the only season where they were not limited to how much they could pack.
Well, I don't think
they
that's let tea them to spill. They also let them mail stuff to themselves.
Yeah.
They're allowed to bring more stuff in. And as they should.
Yeah.
As they should. If I won the show and I'm coming back, there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of changes.
I'm producing wardrobe for me for your show.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me what I can. Oh, baby, that's funny.
That's not an option, no more. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
they're really popping off.
That makes
off.
Sense. And as they should. And I also, hands down, probably one of the best Snatch games.
That is true.
When it comes, the next two, I think, had some solid. Well, I think one of them had a solid Snatch game more so than the other. This is, I think, by far, is truly. Like just Jinx and Judy Garland was, and there was no, there was
it
no
was
flops.
Incredible because there's people who are like, Snatch Game is dead. And I'm like, it's not.
Burn yourself in a fucking pit of hell. The hell are you talking about? Snatch Game is here to stay. I don't care if it gets worse every time or the girls suck at it even more. That doesn't matter. Learn how to impersonate a person. And before you put on that goddamn dress, before you show up at Drag Race,
it's not that hard. I mean, I think maybe we're biased, but it is not that hard. You act stupid and you say you figure out five jokes.
It's friendship 101 is to learn how to mock somebody and just make that one person a celebrity. And also it's up for interpretation. That's the thing. So you're only limited by Snatch Game by your own creativity. So, and you're willingness to commit to a character. And if you can't fucking do that when you're a performer,
I need you to suck the devil's dick and let his dick impale your throat clean all the way through.
The Snatch Game should stay forever, or any variation of impersonation should always stay forever, because it's a fucking thing you need to learn, which is character work, which is something that's actually really important for you to do as any form of performance.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you know, there are two, and just because, you know, we're both passionate about comedy, but even if you don't love doing character, you can still do great by figuring out some funny shit to say or just figuring out a way in. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you don't have to be the best character actor in the world, but you do have to write down some jokes or ask your friend to write jokes because you know you're doing it.
And also, you're never going to win if you don't make Rue laugh.
that.
At the end of the day, if you're not making Rue laugh, you're not getting that crown. There's not a single person who's had a crown that has not made Rue laugh.
Interesting. Well, maybe Violet Chachki.
She's made Rue laugh. I'm assuming her being a cunt is something that she would.
You're right.
And honestly, every time
her snatch game was good.
Her snatch game was good. But she, like, there are moments where she's just fully, like, outrageously mean, and it is hysterical.
That is where she thrives. I mean, yes. I very much enjoy her, and her and Got Mixed Friendship is fun and cunty and stupid.
And yeah, she did make Rue laugh. I can attest. I've watched that season multiple times. She's definitely made it.
Wow. Live. Yeah, there we go. That's All-Star 7. We loved it. You get it. We were just here for a long time. Which one is next, my friend? Which is coming in at number 2?
It would have to be, that's All-Stars 4 is what's left.
Yeah.
It would have been All-Stars 3 if I had control of the...
You're crazy. You're crazy. But I don't think... You're crazy.
I think 4 is amazing. I think every aspect... there's a small part of me that wanted Naomi Smalls to win over everybody.
I would have been fine with that.
One of the best moments in... three of the best moments in television history.
The Manila elimination.
Her Judy Garland dance.
Yes.
And then also her adrenaline lip sync.
Where she does a slow back. Wait, that was the best Lollapalooza, I think, in the history of the show.
It was so good to watch. And there was...
Everyone showed up.
Even Pheromone showed up. Again, on television is always worth watching.
Bring her back for every season. She brought something that was so pure that you can't replicate that.
Well, also one thing I love Farrah so much on TV because she has like she might cry a lot, but she can snap back at the villain much faster than anybody else. The way she said
that moment,
"Love me," and where she's like, "Oh, are you trying to force a storyline?"
Yeah. She's like, say what you want. Force, get your edit. Get your 15 minutes in, baby. like all of that. I was like, and that, all the other thing I remember from that is Mo Hart in the background going, come through. Just like getting her, life. Come through, Farrah.
Yes. That's where we got gooped from. Gooped and gagged. And because Mo was a phenomenal talking head that entire time.
Incredible. She had such a redemption. Brown Cow Stunning became an amazing song and moment.
And look, the two faves of the seasons for a long time were Latrice and Manila, and just to see them fall into the second tier to the new flock of girls, because they're like, you're no longer the fan favorites anymore, it's us.
Yeah, you're right. It was kind of interesting to be like, sorry. Latrice, you know, she was great, but you were left in that season being like, huh, this isn't the Latrice I totally remember.
Yeah.
Or she just isn't great at acting challenges. Those are weird.
She was, but it's like, if you're on the show for a third fucking time, that's why I'm always have an issue with the third time girls. Cause they're never going to be as hungry as they're like the second time is like, oh, you just lost. You're fresh off your loss. And, you're like, I'll come back again. But when it's the third time, they're just like, I'm just here. I'm just hanging out. I'm eating the chips. I'm just, I know everybody here. I'm going to say hi to them. Like, it's
100%. And that's why shit goes down, which is what with like these all winter season, you heard there were so many stories of them pushing back against production, which great. Good for them.
That made for them to be, look, you got to be treated with more respect by the third time.
100%. Yeah. All-Stars 4 was incredible. The girl group challenge with the songs written by Lizzo before Lizzo was Lizzo. There were so many good moments. Of course, Gia Gunn's perfect. She's terrible at Snatch Game. It's perfect.
Oh, it's the best.
What you want to do is not what you're going to do.
Oh.
It was great.
It was so good.
Trinity, you can't deny Trinity. She was great on that season. Mo, yeah. Monique, I mean, and of course, Monet Aksha.
Monet
great.
Was just, she fully redeemed herself, especially because her runways weren't that great in her original season, but this time she's like, name a bad runway.
Yeah. Oh, and they both sent Manila home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was, God.
That's just, life's not fair. Oh, God.
That was fun.
I love that. I love that aspect because people keep forgetting that aspect. It's like, oh, Naomi sent Manila home. Like, they would have both sent her home. All right.
And Jasmine Masters, it didn't matter who came won back. That. Oh my God. Jasmine Masters came back with no desire to return.
Oh, just, she was just like, just hanging out. I was having a good time. I'm just Jasmine Masters.
You don't taste that.
You don't taste that shit in the back of your mouth. I'm going to do stand up comedy. I'm like, oh, okay.
Comedy is death in the variety.
In
show.
Her church suit on top.
Comedy's I death in the variety it. Show. Never do comedy in the variety show.
You can do stand up in a variety show. You just have to be doing it on the regular as well. But it's not something you can just showcase whenever you want to.
Oh my God. That's why I think like a Willow Pill character piece works better, I think, than straight up stand up, but who knows?
Straight up stand up could work because I think for them, especially, they're like, oh, I've done it with China, he's like, I did it during my season that one time and it went really well. I'm like, baby, that's beginner's luck. Your right. second set, it has to be done uh-huh. over and over. You have to be out on these streets,
the
up at these open mics, being like, because you cannot.
Not the run up my light bill.
You cannot make the same magic happen from your first set twice, because I'd learned that. I learned that my first set went great, and then every set for the next 100 sets went terrible.
Isn't that fucked up? Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
I think it's same as true with drag, frankly. Like, the first time you're doing drag, it's like, woo! And then you're like, let me do it again. And people are like, yeah. Yeah, we know.
Hey, oatmeal brows. You want to take a moment and fix that up for us real quick? Because now you're dealing with the professionals.
Oh God, drag's too expensive. Now we've come to the end of the road, and we all know why are you acting brand new? We all know that
if this wasn't the one, I would have personally would have gotten up and found you and gotten you up.
I hope you would have left the podcast. We know it's
like you just hear me just drive off and you just yelling outside your window.
right. The first season of Celebrity Drag Race. That is the best All-Star season. I'm kidding. All-Stars 2 is
hands down
it's the best All-Star season, and it's the best season of Drag Race.
Also, beautifully chaotic.
It is
many wonderful moments.
And it gives me both, too. For me, it gave me chaos and still the correct winner.
Here's the thing, is a lot of people would argue that very harshly.
A lot of people
you.
Would. A lot of people would. Who would you have liked to have seen All-Stars 2?
Alaska was my winner.
Okay.
Second she said, I'll pay you $10,000 to not take me. She became my winner right then and there.
I love that none of these merits are based on what their talents are.
Absolutely not. Never, ever.
Never.
Why would I? Because there's no bad, like, it's so hard to do drag that I can't think of any of these drag queens as being bad in any way, shape, or form, or like being like better. Like, it's based on their, like, first of all, what the show is done in a way so it's they're like, WoW wants people that will bring them more money in, and mm-hmm. WoW wants to, like, that's the, like, as a business, yeah. That's the kind of, that's who I'd let win.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, and also, like, give me the most entertaining show you possibly can.
They really nailed the balance here. We got Fifi 2.0, and it was the first time we had the return of the queens, because mm-hmm. now in a lot of seasons, we know they're coming back, and yes. We'll never get that goop that we got from All Stars 2 of the four girls you sent home are back.
The Alaska talks of it all, the...
Yes.
They're like, the Tatiana, Alyssa...
Oh, Tatiana coming back for redemption.
But that lip sync with Alyssa, where they're just both
Shut Up and Drive,
like, that was, it's
amazing.
Truly, it's like, you're both, one's wearing full all black, the other's wearing all white, and this is just how we're going to do this. It was perfect. Also, her spoken word piece.
I mean, the same part.
Jesus Christ, what a
His
fucking
stuff's
thing.
Getting thick.
Mine gets thick too. The same parts.
It was amazing. We had the chaos. I know you love this. The chaos of a door sending herself home.
That was beautiful.
That broke my heart. See where we are.
The only thing would have been better is if she fucking, because like when people are like, Benilla Krim, send herself home. I'm like, Adore did it first.
Adore did it first. She didn't even make it to the main stage. Like Jinx, you know what? Did. Yeah.
I'm going to leave during the cigarette break.
Right. She sure did. Because Bendela did the lip sync and then said, guess what? Damn.
Like, Adora's like, I'm not going to go up to Rue's face. I'm just going to go home.
Which that moment is also crazy because Bibi Zaharabene came so close to winning that lip sync before she took her wig off.
Yeah.
And then she took her wig off and then it changed the sands of time forever.
Yeah, because that was a perfect move. She didn't want to be responsible.
Uh-huh. You think she did it on purpose?
Yeah. She still doesn't tell us who the fucking name is on that lipstick either. So
I hate. We know it's Trixie.
I love it. I
rock the TT top.
Are we sure we know that? Because no one knows. No one will. You could only assume based on what we've heard, but no one has proof. No one has any proof.
You're right. It's the greatest mystery. It's the greatest mystery. I'll start to what else I need to say.
One of the best snatch games easily.
I mean, amazing snatch game. Fifi going home and not getting a hug and Lissa going, but I tried to hug you. I tried to hug you, Fifi.
I love it. I loved it. I loved every second of it.
It was so good. You're that girl. I knew you were the camera dress. Alyssa. I did want Alyssa in that top four, but again, chaos.
Still perfectly fine with that. I'm happy with, like, look, I knew Rusktox wouldn't probably make it all the way to the end because it is a great fucking narrative to have. And also probably one of my favorite white should win speeches. Alaska's is hands down the best of it all. Like, it's like no one has ever spoken so eloquently on why they deserve to win than Alaska did. Yeah, I love rewatching that speech because it's so fucking good.
Alaska does it. Alaska is good at, is one of the best drag race queens. Yeah. Another insane omission from all winners. She's one of the best queens at the show, period.
Also, one of the best, because it was the first time it was ever done, was them putting their own lyrics into a Rue song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Read
You, Wrote You is a perfect song from beginning
to end. It is perfect.
And when people are like, who's your favorite verse? I don't want to pick one favorite one, okay?
I bet you'd pick Roxy, though, you fucking bastard.
No. I actually love them all. And my favorite is I always like listening to Detoxes because it's truly one of the most... I'm coming in with a slow verse. I'm like, you are literally rapping faster than anybody else.
Detox coming at you with the slow verse.
I'm like, you are rapping double time, Detox. Did you not know that?
She's going to speed it up, but she had to shut it down first.
Yeah. D to the E to the O to the X. Hold it. X. It's all, like, the whole thing is, it's a perfect song. Like, every verse, every moment
is
perfect.
It's pussy.
Why is Alaska Blue? I have no idea, but I fucking loved it.
Yeah, it's good. I guess she's an alien. It's so good. I mean, the Alyssa Detox lip sync that season to Tell It to My Heart from Taylor Dane.
Oh, God.
I love it.
It's so good. It's... And also that fucking, when Detox and Katja were both like Thelma and Louise with
that
the fucking
great.
Rotted skin. It was so good. Oh, there's so many great fucking,
that herstory of the world.
Yes.
That's top to bottom, I think, the best Rusical too.
I think for me, like, I loved it, but my favorite will always be the one in All Stars 3.
Oh, wait, what was their Rusical?
That's the Divas Live.
Oh, the Divas? Yeah, that was a little combobulated for me. It was a little
not me.
Disjointed.
That fucking Benela Crims, Julie Andrews was...
Right, but it was like Shangela
and also
Bendela at the top.
Chi-Chi's Patti LaBelle.
Chi-Chi was, again, she was totally dogged, and she did a great job as Patty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that one felt disconnected for me. Whereas, I don't know, the All Stars 2 one felt like, okay, everyone is showing up, everyone's connecting. Anywho's, All Stars 2, there we go. The best All Stars season of all time.
It has to
be. Damn, we did it. We did it. We'll post our ranking, a very democratic ranking, on the socials. Tell us if you agree or disagree. I know you disagree.
I
know
highly recommend agreeing with us, because if you don't, I will happily fight you.
Oh my God. So Solomon, you are fucking delightful.
Thank you.
And fun to fight with.
Thank you so much.
Tell
I'm
us
very unreasonable.
Yeah. Oh my God. You suck. Tell me where we can support you and where we can find your semi-new podcast.
It is available on Team Coco on all formats that are available. Yeah, it's called The Juice. It's just all about gossip. That is not celebrity gossip, just everyday people gossip, just low stakes, high petty kind of fun.
It's such a cool story too. Like, didn't you like tweet about this?
Like and 2 years ago. And then,
yeah,
like I eventually, like I was already in the works with Team Coco for a podcast, and I had one idea that wasn't going that great, so I was like very happy that something else in my life became a little more popular. So
I love it.
But yeah, it's Solomon Giorgio all across the board. There's no other Solomon Giorgio out there. And if there is, you're now required to take him out for me.
Yeah. You know what to do. That's amazing. It's a really fun podcast. Go check it out. It's everywhere you pod. You have insane, wonderful guests.
Thank you.
Such a good idea for a podcast. Go.
Thank you. Please. Yeah. Go right now.
Shut this shit off. What the fuck are you doing? You came back to hear us talk about Drag Race another week. Get the fuck out of here. But thank you for listening. If you want more Drag Her podcast, we're going to connect all these links for Solomon in our podcast description. So look below to follow Solomon and listen to The Juice. If you like Drag Her podcast, follow us on Instagram at Drag Her podcast and give us a 5-star review on the Apple reviews. It really helps keep the lights on. We have so appreciated people's wonderful, I'm seeing your reviews lately. They're so appreciated. And I'm going to read one of these hilarious reviews. Some of you have told me to shut up and some of you have told me to keep going. So I will read one of these now. This is from Sociable Sam. He says, I love the Trinity jokes. Did I listen to the most recent episode and realize I need to defend the stunning impressionist we have in our midst? Obviously. But in all seriousness, I fully do my own Trinity impression at work. And no one gets it, sadly. So I love this pod. Y'all should definitely listen. Thank you. Good night. Oh, Sam. You're great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. That's it, Solomon. Till next time. Let the music play.
To the moon.
To the moon.
That was a HeadGum Original.